This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Yesterday, I talked about the business of accepting the faults of other people. And the book by John Ortberg I recommended, Everybody's Normal Till You Get to Know Them. It's a fascinating book. Well, someone said when God saw you, it was love at first sight. And that's true. Actually, God loves you. He loves me. Therefore, you can afford to love others. God loves you in spite of the fact that you don't always do the right thing or say the right thing, and neither do I. But you can love others in spite of the fact that they're the same. And in Romans 14, verse 13, the Message version says, forget about deciding what's right for each other. Here's what you need to be concerned about, that you don't get in the way of someone else, making life more difficult than it already is. And so that's an idea that God is there. Don't make someone's life more difficult than it already is, because life can be tough. We don't always need to hear someone say, life is tough, so you've got to be tougher. Sometimes we may need that, yes, but most of the time we need someone to say, look, life is tough, but it's okay, I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to help you carry your burdens. I'm not going to make your life more difficult, and I'm not certainly going to nitpick at your faults and mistakes, because everybody has their particular peculiarities, eccentricities. You don't have to resent them because they're different to you. If you hold resentment in your heart to the oddities of others or because they didn't do what you wanted them to do, life will actually become pretty awful and intolerable. So I'm saying be careful with your criticism. A reminder of this funny story I read on the internet. A man wanted to impress his friends with his eye for art, and they went to this art gallery. And he forgot his glasses. He was nearsighted. He could hardly see his hand in front of his face. So he figured he would just wing it with any abstract comments that he wanted to make. He'd make a good impression. So he approached a frame and started criticizing. Why would anyone want to paint something so ugly as this? I mean, it's the rendering of this object. Why would anyone waste time painting such a disgusting subject? Well, everyone around him, his friends, started laughing, and his wife just whispered into his ear, John, it's a mirror. You see, his carelessness in the criticism of others eventually caught up with him. And do you know that our carelessness in the criticism of others will catch up with us too? So it's a wise thing to be careful with this matter of criticism. Dale Carnegie, the famous American lecturer, says that any fool can criticize, condemn, and complain. But it takes a lot of character and self-control to be understanding and to forgive. And so that's a very powerful statement, actually. It's a good observation of human behaviour. But I can just think of another way of putting that. Any fool can criticise, condemn, and complain, but it takes having the character of Christ at work within us for us to be understanding and forgiving instead of standing in judgment of another person. And it does remind me of Romans 15, verse 7. Honour God by accepting each other as Christ has accepted you. Romans 15, verse 7. It was Mother Teresa who said, if you judge people, you'll have no time to love them. And that's a great statement. It's about looking beyond the faults and mistakes of others. God is the judge. We're not. He alone knows all the facts. It was Alexander Pope, the poet, English poet, who wrote the words, teach me to feel another's woe, to hide the fault I see, that mercy to others show, that mercy show it to me. How close that is to the Bible's words in Colossians. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. So why do we waste our energy trying to fix up other people's faults when we have them our own? Like the psalmist, perhaps we can pray, how can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me, Lord, from those hidden faults. Yes, Lord, we know it is right. We need to look at ourselves first. Give us courage and insight to see our own faults. Amen.